The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the action. 8-race bonanza we've got here tonight at Dundalk on Friday, December the 2nd. Plenty of decent maidens and handicaps alike. A lot of our old favourites are running here tonight, so expect those to figure heavily in the podcast preview. And hopefully we can have a few winners along the way. We begin by looking at the 5:30. It was a very intriguing looking 5 furlong maiden for the 2-year-olds. We've got several horses here who have been running well of late and have certainly been knocking at the door to suggest they can win a race of this nature. Guardia Sfezera is the number one choice in the betting, and you can certainly see why this gelding by Holy Roman Emperor is the top of the pile based on his first two performances at Nace and here at Dundalk on his last start of 6 furlongs when he cut out most of the running just to get nutted in the latter stages by two nice horses, Meet You at the Moon and Sharp Defence. The time figure was pretty good, and I've no hesitation to suggest that he will go very close to justifying his position in the market. But I'm just going to favour that race on the 4th of November that involved Idyllic, Acrylic and Patiwana when they finished second and third respectively behind Blitz. And on this occasion, I'm going to go with Patiwana because we can back her at 4-1, which makes her a sound each way investment. I thought she ran really well from a potentially slippery draw in Trap 9 right down the middle of the track. She showed good all-round pace in that race and just got run out of it in the latter stages. With Pat Smullen on board and drawn slightly better tonight, I do think Patiwana, and with that experience under her belt here of the artificial surface, she's almost certain to be there or thereabouts. So she's the each-way choice in race number one. On to the second race then, which is a very competitive looking 5 furlong sprint handicap. Obviously we've got one or two old favourites here that we're accustomed to running in these kind of races, such as Russian Soul, Split the Atom and Go-Kart, but it might well be that Swiss Cross, who ventures over from these shores, can upset the apple cart for the Home Brigade by bringing home a decent pot for Phil McKenty. This horse has been in cracking form over in Lingfield of late, winning his last 3 starts, but this might just be a culture shock here, dropping back down to 5 furlongs against genuine pacey sorts on from the home contingent. And the top of the pile is Aggression from the Mickey O'Callaghan stable, and he's the number one choice based on his performance here last time out on the 18th of November, when he sauntered his way through that very strongly run and competitive handicap to win with any amount in hand. And even though the handicap has put him up £7, it might not necessarily be enough to stop this 4-year-old gelding by margin from going in again. He's been very well backed and he's the number one choice. But do keep an eye on Cherige as well, who came out of that race. He's been undone by one or two bad draws of late. He always seems to be drawn in double figures, but he's got drawn stall two tonight. And with Danish here on board taking 7 off, I'd expect Adrian Keighley's chart to certainly outrun his odds this morning around about 9-1. So the two to concentrate on there in that 5 furlong sprint handicap are the two out of that race of the night, Aggression and Cherige. On to race number 3 then, which comes up at 6:30. Now this one's a mile maiden for the T-Rolls, and we've already seen a little bit of a mini gamble this morning on Sometimes a Fox from the John Murphy stab. Now John, his horses are running particularly well of late. He's had a horse who's won his last couple of starts here last week. So do keep an eye on that one if that's a momentum and the gamble gathers even more significant pace. But the one I quite like here, particularly from an each way perspective, we can get 5-1 about Cloudy Miss from the Mickey Halford stable. I certainly don't need no second invitations to tip a Mickey Halford trained horse. And this filly by Shamadal has showed particularly well on her 2 starts here at the all weather venue, particularly when finishing 3rd last time out behind Tyrene Dancer. I think that form's okay in the context of this race, and I think the step up to a mile will certainly suit this consistent looking sort. She's nicely drawn right in the middle of the track, and Shane Foley on board, I'd expect certainly Cloudy Mist to fill the frame out for us there in race number three. On to the second two-year-old contest involving these two-year-olds, of course. It comes up at 7 o'clock. This is Division 2 of the same race. Heat of the Day represents the in-form Mickey Halford stable. I'm sure that Sheer will go well off the back of that run behind Taurine Dancer the other day. But the race I quite like in the context of this race going forward is that race that Drake Passage won on the 11th of November. It was the race I tipped Nap Shiroz, and I thought Mickey Halford's charge ran really well. But that form looks solid. And Apparition, who is back in fifth, is the one I'm really keen on here. I was really keen on the way this horse finished off his race in the latter stages without being unduly punished. Of course, he was slowly away from trap 12 as well, which didn't help matters, but I thought he did really well to get within a few lengths of the main protagonists at the line. Like I say, I think the front two in the market are definitely worth taking on, or they're certainly vulnerable. And Apparition, for me, who's got the best form coming into this race, is the one to be on now in the fourth race here this evening. On to race number five then, and this is probably the most competitive race on the card this evening. In places you can get 7-1 the field, which just about sums up the complexities of this mile handicap. The one I don't fancy is Geological, can certainly put a fork in him. I'm not sure why Damien English is running him over a mile. He just, to me anyway, looks like a 6-furlong stroke 5-furlong horse. He just barely gets 7, but I can't see him getting a mile, so let's cross him off the list. The two that I quite like are Voyage of Discovery, and in particular, the Poetic Choice. We'll get on to Poetic Choice in a second. I certainly think Voyager Discovery is worth noting here. I like the way he travels in his races, and I thought he was going to win the other day before getting outrun by Shabra Emperor and Knights Templar, probably largely due to the fact at the time the inside of the trap was running very slow, and Robbie Colgan slid up the inside and Tom O'Mara's charge, and in the end that counted against him. He'd run really well over tonight's course and distance the time before, and I'm sure that Voyager Discovery will give you a decent run for your money in this particular race. But I'm going to go with Poetic Choice on this occasion. I think Keith Clark's mare has been crying out for a return to a mile. She just seems to be getting slightly outpaced and too far behind over 7. But she's certainly well handicapped on the pick of her form. She's won off a mark of 74. She got a nice draw tonight. And that time figure she produced the other day behind Izzy Bale Grey suggests to me that she's about to hit top form sooner rather than later. So Poetic Choice would be just the number one choice over Voyager Discovery in race number 5. On to race number 6 then, which is the 8 o'clock, and this one's a 3-year-old maiden in which Elaria is my number one choice here from the Geo Lion stable. I really like the way this horse performed on debut over a mile behind London back in the middle of October when slowly away in the early stages. I do like the way she finished off her race without being unduly punished. Now, although that race is a mile and she's dropping back to 6 furlongs, I actually don't think that was a fair representation of how she actually shaped in the race, if you like. I do think she's more of a sprinter. She was just basically held on to out the back door, and then she was really let go down the lane. So I think an out-and-out 6-furlong dash will definitely be more up a street. She should be more competitive out the stalls. She's well drawn again tonight to pull off that feat. So with Colin Keane on board, I really suggest that Elaria is the one to beat there in race number 6. On to the penultimate race of the card, and this comes up at 8:30 to mile handicap, where lots of regulars lock horns yet again, the likes of H and Sands, Political Policy, Poitin, Lucia Natiera and Winterline have all run against each other in recent years, all clash once again. But the obvious choice, I mean, it always has to be, really, when I'm struggling for an obvious selection, is to go with Poitin. Keith Clark's mare is just an absolute model of consistency. And what you see is what you get with her. You've got a strong travelling, mile and a half specialist here at Dundalk, who always seems to run her race, as you can see by her form figures. On her last three runs, she's been knocking at the door. It's just whether she can get her head in front. That's the only slight issue. But at 7-1 this morning, we've got an each-way bet with Poitin that we should really get stuck into, particularly if you can back her at odds against for a place as well. I do think that's probably the best angle in this race. If you can get something around the 5-4, 11-8 mark for this 6-year-old to hit the board, I think that's probably one of the best bets on the card. So in the 8:30, my recommendation is to back either Poitin each way or back a place only to once again fill out the frame there in that mile and a half handicap. On to the final race then, and not a particularly strong view here. I didn't think this was a great closing race to end the night, but I'm probably going to go with Super Focus here from the Thomas Cleary stable. She's been a model of consistency in the last two or three starts, and I like that run two starts ago when she was third behind Duchess of Florence and 65 Roses, when, albeit she was outpaced by the front two in the latter stages, she still in turn finished well clear of the rest. vindicated that good performance by winning here a week later when she was very strong in the latter stages. And I certainly don't think a return to a mile and a quarter will be a barrier to her running really well once again this evening. She's just in great form, and while these fillies are in good form, it's always best place to stick with them. So despite a £5 penalty for that victory here a couple of weeks ago, I'd expect Super Focus to be knocking at the door there in the final race. Okay, that's it for this evening. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Once again, we've got some good action coming up at Fairy House over the weekend, so do tune in on Sunday for all the best bets there on that really good card beginning at 12:40. From now, for me, it's bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.